This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the opposite of impulse shopping. It's called slow shopping, and it could help you keep your budget in check this holiday season. Joining us now, Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst with Bankrate. Ted, what is slow shopping?
Basically, being more intentional about your purchases. It's kind of the whole quality over quantity kind of thing. There are a bunch of different ways you could practice this. One idea is to sleep on it before making a purchase. Some people even take it a step further and say, sleep on it for one night for every $100 the item costs. I'm a big fan of unlinking your credit and debit card information from retail websites. I know we love the convenience, but that's kind of the point. Sometimes it's too easy. So you can ward off an unwanted impulse buy just by having to find your wallet, type in your card number, that sort of thing.
Can we sometimes miss out on what would actually be a really good deal for an item we know we want?
Retailers want you to think that. I mean, they have a lot of these countdowns where, oh my gosh, this sale expires in 2 hours, you've got to get it now. My feeling is that this year, more than most, is a season of deals. In fact, half of holiday shoppers started before the end of October. And it really was one of the earliest starts to a holiday shopping season we've ever seen, where Amazon Prime Big Deal Days and Target Circle Week and all these other promotions started right around that second week of October. This was a trend that was kind of born out of the pandemic. It started as a supply chain thing. Now it's more of a cost savings thing. But really what's behind it is retailers acknowledge that consumers are strained by inflation and they only have so much they want to spend, and they're trying to capture those dollars early. Now, they're also hoping that you treat yourself, and we actually did find a good bit of that where, you know, where about half of Americans shopped these early sales, they were actually more likely to buy non-holiday items than holiday items, which I thought was interesting. But retailers have really leaned into this trend. They're trying to create this sort of immediacy of act now or you're going to miss it. My feeling is that the deals are out there. They've been out there. They're going to stay out there really through the end of the season. So I wouldn't worry about missing a deal. There's going to be another one behind it.
Is it time consuming sometimes, though, to take this approach to shopping since we are so used to just having that instant gratification?
It could be, and to each their own. I mean, maybe this isn't for everybody, but I do think there are some things to like. You could use technology to your advantage. I'm a big fan of downloading and using browser extensions, you know, whether it's Rakuten or Retail Me Not or Honey or Capital One Shopping, or there's a lot of tools out there. People love Camel 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 for Amazon. It's one of those price trackers where they tell you if you're getting a good deal or not. Some of these other ones will give you bonus points for shopping or extra cash back. They help you find the best coupons and deals. And I do think that that's one of the reasons why e-commerce is so popular for people, because you know, the knee-jerk reaction is to say, oh, it's just really easy. And it is easy. I mean, you can order it today and get it at your doorstep in a day or two. But sort of an underrated benefit, especially with all this inflation we've had the past couple of years, is the price comparison tools and the fact that you don't need to drive all over town comparing prices. It's right there in front of you online. I think that's kind of an underrated benefit. And it's something that is standing out about a lot of these big e-commerce shops.
Long-term slow shopping, how does it help us moving forward even past the holidays?
It helps you to stick to a budget. I mean, the fact that half of Americans have credit card debt and, you know, the average amount is $6,400 according to TransUnion, and if you make minimum payments at the average interest rate, which is just over 20%, sadly, you're going to be stuck in debt for 18 years and you're going to end up paying more than $9,000 in interest. The flip side of that is savings. You know, we know that a lot of people are uncomfortable with their level of savings. We found only about 1 in 4 have that recommended 6 months emergency savings cushion. You know, I don't say any of this to shame people. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of financial pressure out there. it's easier said than done. But we do want to work on these dual priorities of paying off credit card debt, building savings. Some of it is kind of out of our control. I mean, I know inflation's been a huge stressor the past few years, and a lot of people have added to their debt and diminished their savings because of day-to-day essentials. But to the extent that you can control some of this, you know, the holidays would be a perfect example. The National Retail Federation says the average American spends about $900 on holiday gifts and decorations. Well, if you're putting that on top of your existing pile of credit card debt and financing that over years at 20 or 25 or 30%, that's where it gets really sticky. I wanted to mention buy now, pay later, too, because sometimes people think that's a viable alternative where you use Affirm or Afterpay or Klarna to finance something that way. And, oh, isn't this great? It's the kinder, gentler alternative to credit cards. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. People can trick themselves into overspending. You only look at the installments sometimes, and it's like, oh, that's not a $200 purchase anymore. That's just four easy payments of $50. It's that sort of infomercial kind of financing where you spent more than you thought. And, you know, that's part of the whole slow shopping thing, too, is just take a breath, think about the total cost of ownership. Even $50 here and $50 there can really add up.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman. Ted, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.